was in better shape. I had a Peanuts one. I had a Fat Albert, Bill Cosby's Fat Albert metal lunchbox with a thermos. I had a, what was the other one? That was
Thermos talk here on here in our podcast.
If you're into metal lunchboxes, you have come to the right place. Metal lunchboxes from the 60s with a thermos inside. Oh, Blondie. There's a Blondie one from 1969. It's worth like $300.
Okay. I thought it wasn't sure if you were talking about the band or not.
No, musician. No. It was like the Blondie, like the fucking cartoon from the 50s. I'm like, why that one? Why is that one worth something? It was bizarre. Like,
people are really into that for some reason.
I hope I can sell them for at least a half the price.
I don't get it.
Because, yeah, I spent basically $130 for 12 or for, I think I got like 8 lunchboxes, something like that. Maybe 10, 12 lunchboxes. I can't remember.
It was a decent amount, and they were good ones. So it's like I could probably flip them and make money. In worst case scenario, I'll just sell them on eBay maybe, but I don't know. I kind of want to sell them for cash.
More importantly.
Dad! Don't you see what's happening here? They're fattening us up so they can eat us.
Oh, come on, Lisa.
Yeah, believe me, then just look at this book that I found.
Humans, you have stopped eating.
Listen, you big, stupid space creature. Nobody, but nobody eats the Simpsons.
Ordering in Wonderland, the Twilight Zone review.
They thought we were going to eat them.
Good God. Is this some kind of joke?
No, they're serious.
Hello, citizens. Welcome to Ear of the Beholder, LAW Twilight Zone review, episode 465, Night Gallery 202D. Satisfaction guaranteed. It couldn't live up to the title. I'm Phoenix West.
Satisfaction. Tick, tick, tick.
I can't get no satisfaction from Jack Laird.
And I try. I want to punch him in the throat. I want to cut his balls off. I
want to dig him up and punch him in the throat.
I want to drive in my car and run him over again and again.
Actually, I want to dig him up, find out what hand he wrote with, and cut it off and crush it up and turn it into a fine powder.
Yes.
And I guess I'll let someone in Hollywood snort it. Someone who else is a bad writer.
Alex Kurtzman, Robert Orsi.
There you go.
I'm solved. We just did it.
Maybe they'll get much worse or better. I don't know. I don't care.
I hope they just die.
They just immediately die.
I just hope they immediately die. Then that's the end of it.
That'd be fair.
No more. No more of their pain and culture.
Well, Dick, we started watching this episode. You hadn't seen it. And it's real short.
Yes.
I cut it off early.
Yeah, because they're sticklers on Night Gallery episodes. You can't really show that for free on Ustream or StreamYard or whatever we're called.
Well, can you synopsize what you've seen so far?
Yeah, we have a great character actor, Victor Borga. I think it's Victor Borga. A good character actor. He's in a bunch of stuff.
Victor Buono.
Buono, that's right. Yeah. He's in the office with this woman looking for a secretary or some kind of... She's looking for somebody. They're all like beautiful women. You know, one after another comes in and goes, that's not working for me. I don't think so. Oh, I don't know about that one. Oh, and then the next one comes in, this third lady comes in, and she's like frumpy, giant ass, and kind of chumpy, but not really. I mean, she's really not like, I mean, I guess she's Hollywood ugly, but I don't know. If I saw her in the street, I wouldn't like pull over and mock her for being unattractive. It's not like, I mean, you know, I don't know. I'm not going to belittle a person for their looks, but like this is Hollywood. So I guess this is the equivalent of ugly. It's like Matt Damon being fat in Air.
Yeah.
Like it's that equivalence. Cause yeah, Matt Damon in a fat suit, meaning he has like a little belly that's like this big.
Yeah. He has I work in an office belly.
Yes.
Yeah. All right. So your takeaway is, he just wants the fat lady?
Yes, he wants the fat, ugly, gross, foreign lady.
And without further ado, the rest of this episode.
No one else available?
Because he's going to make her...
No!
Oh, shit. 49.50.
There she is.
Brews a perfectly indigestible cup of coffee.
I think the amount of this check will make further conversation unnecessary, Mrs. Mount.
You want her. You actually want Miss Blodgett.
My anaconda don't
she
want none.
She is precisely.
Yes, the girl's name, the woman's name was Mrs. Mount.
Yeah.
I want to mount these girls, Mrs. Mount.
Well, you're forgetting the little Jack Laird fact.
I know. He's going to make her a suit or something.
Nope. Even dumber.
She's going to be like,
say what I have been looking for, if you'll pardon the prepositional ending.
But
remember your motto, Mrs. Mount. Satisfaction guaranteed.
Very well, sir.
That's going to be a bad punchline, of course.
When would you wish her to report?
Oh, no. Won't be necessary.
Won't be necessary?
No. No. Why bother? I can just eat her here.
That makes less sense.
Right?
That makes no sense at all.
Does she know? It raises so many questions, and it wasn't funny. Dun, 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 dun.
See, that's why Rod Serling died so prematurely. Because he had to deal with this shit. Can you imagine, like, Rod Serling? Oh, hey, yay, Rod, you wrote, like, one of the greatest shows of all time. You want to work with Jack Laird? He'll ruin your show. He'll just make it, he'll just ruin any episode you write. He'll want to put a tag on it and just make it shit. Do you want that guy to work for you, Rod?
Rod.
No.
Rod.
Rod. Up. Come on, Rod.
He's in the corner smoking. But the corner stained yellow.
The whole wall is yellow.
He's carving.
He's not soap name. Carving. He's soap carving. The soap carving is actually the deposits of tobacco on his fingers. He's just carving them off of his nails.
Oh, man.
His fucking smoke-infused nails.
This episode was directed by Jeannot Schwark.
Sure.
He directed 19 episodes of Night Gallery. A lot of them Jack Laird.
Ugh.
He did, we saw Stop Killing Me. We saw The Caterpillar. This one, he did Quoth the Raven. Big Surprise, the one with Carradine. Surprise.
Right.
I don't know which ones he did in that one. So
well, David Carradine, soon to make an appearance in the next episode.
He also, our director, did the next one of the next episodes we're doing, The Spectre and Tap Shoes.
Ah.
I believe that's the next Night Gallery that we're doing.
Oh, great. What a wonderful day.
He also directed some 85 Twilight Zone.
Wow. Shit.
He directed Supergirl.
Oh, the movie?
He directed, Jaws 2.
Oh!
He did an episode of Columbo.
Of course he did. Place.
He's just 1,000 TV shows.
Oh, Boston I bet. This is the time where you could.
Grey's Anatomy.
Prior's a multi-millionaire.
He's still going. Like, he hasn't done it in a few years, but Grey's Anatomy in 2019.
Shit.
Designated Survivor. Bones,
wow.
Bones Castle, all those shows.
Wow. Good for him.
Smallville.
Still working.
The man's made a killing. Born in 39.
Wow. That's pretty impressive.
Yeah. Again, never begrudge someone just for working. Not his
put
fault.
Put the camera over here. Okay. How you shoot this? Wide angle. Cut to a close up over shoulder. I'm going to go have some cake.
So
that's it. That's his day.
So this one replaced Witch's Feast because I guess that was too controversial.
What?
Because that one had an opposite twist where you think they're going to eat children, but instead they're going out for a ham sandwich.
How is that more controversial?
And this one, he's going to eat that fat lady.
He wants to eat the fat lady, yeah.
How is that less? Oh, whatever.
It's satisfaction guaranteed. So, like, he talks to Mrs. Mount. I'm going to write you a check for her. Give it to me so I can eat her. And if not, I'm going to eat you.
She's selling a person.
Yes.
It makes me wonder what's going on at this company. Is this what they do? Or is it just any need you have we facilitate?
Yeah, pretty much.
But how do you have a satisfaction guarantee with zero customer complaints with that business model?
Jack Laird's what we call an idiot.
He like bases it on ideas. Like, it's the idea of satisfaction guarantee more than it is a business motto. Or a logical way that a business would operate. All I can think of is the first Jack Laird one we did with the fucking vampire. Do we have to?
I'm glad we got to share it with Adam.
Yeah.
And he was just like, just as angry and
couldn't hurt.
Pissed off as us. Couldn't hurt.
Are you sure?
Well, it couldn't hurt.
I hate you, Jack
Laird. Yeah.
I hate you.
I'm glad he's dead. Yeah. He's dead.
I think we say that every time.
He's dead. We know he's dead. I'm glad he's dead. That's that. But he is the worst. And people try to say how great Night Gallery is. He's the fucking cancerous fucking skin cancer on this Night Gallery fucking face.
He probably wrote the cancer into Rod's body.
Maybe.
God damn.
I'll show you. I'm not a hack. You're the hack.
I wanted to give this a one, but I gave it a 2 just for Victor Buono.
Yeah, it was a way to go. He was fun.
He's fun.
I like him as an actor. I've seen him a bunch of stuff, and he's always a good character actor.
Our next episodes... Oh, what do you want to give this?
Fucking 2.
Yeah.
Fuck you. I'll give you 2. Fucking you.
Yeah. I got 4 episodes coming up. TZ-59, Mr. Beavis Redux.
Oh, God,
TZ-59, The Man in the Bottle Redux.
Mr. Beavis is a comedy, isn't it?
Yes. TZ-59, I Dream of Genie Redux.
What?
Yeah, we're doing the Genie ones. All of them.
And then
TZ-85, Nightcrawlers, which...
With Jake Gyllenhaal.
104. Let's see what that one is. Nightcrawlers is... no, it's Wishbank. What the fuck is this one? I don't know. Drifter Prince shares his Vietnam War memories with their dinner patrons.
Wow, that's what?
I don't know. But it's right after one that says shopper Janice Hammond buys an antique oil lamp that can grant wishes. Maybe that's what I was going for there.
Sure. Yeah. Must be connected to something.
I probably thought it was that episode, but then there's another sentence after that.
Right, yeah. Interesting.
I don't know.
We'll find out. We'll find out in 2 weeks.
Find out in 2 weeks. Or no, we're going to be way more in 2 weeks. Because we're doing anthology the next time.
Oh, my God. Oh, that's right. We got to do some... Inside Number 9 Hour.
Oh.
Oh, God. Yeah, I forgot about that.
And the week after that, I think we're going to do some B-movie battle, some actual B-movies.
Okay, that'll be good.
Terror Vision versus Evils of the Night.
Ooh, that sounds awful.
But LAWstudios.com, check out the episodes, the live episode schedule there. You can see when we're doing Twilight Zone again, since this is the only podcast people listen to.
Is it?
Hey, we got 32 bots in here. Of course they do.
32 bots! 32 sexual bots selling their porno on the side.
Until next time. And in the meantime, I'm Phoenix West.
Yeah, dig it.
I have a sunflower on my ass if you're interested.
So long, citizens.
Victor Borgo would eat today.
Yeah.
Looks that she's that bad now. I saw her on the podcast with David Cross. She looks like she's like a middle-aged mom of 5 from the Midwest.
I have a video clip of her nowadays.
It was shocking. I was like, oh, my God.
It's right here.
It's a trap! Yeah, good old Admiral Akbar.
Bye. Sorry, David Cross and Amber.
No, it's fine. We love the show.